Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio with Donna Crowe. I'm Donna Crowe. Today we have a very special guest, Professor Brian Peskin. And Brian is a new person to me, and the information that he's sharing is new for me. And I'm really excited about him being here because I'm a person who studies natural health pretty much on a daily basis, and yet the information that he's sharing is like completely new information for me. And so I know it's going to be also for many of you who are listening. And so I'm glad you're here. Let me just introduce Professor Peskin, excuse me. Let's see. Well, he's written a book called The Hidden Story of Cancer, which he'll be speaking about today. And I'll just read you a little paragraph here. It says, "The hidden story of cancer begins with the discoveries of Nobel Prize-winning biochemist Otto Warburg." And I know a lot of my listeners are familiar with Otto Warburg. You're familiar with oxygen therapies for health. And I think you're just going to absolutely be thrilled at the information you're going to get here today. So this goes on to say that this book describes the prime cause of cancer, how the American medical community confirmed it, and how today's cancer physicians and oncology journals are aware of it, but have no idea how to solve the problem. The great news is the prime cause of cancer is not genetic, like you've been told. Empty promises of hope in the future are no longer required. Cancer does not have to be in yours or your loved one's future. Professor Peskin has single-handedly discovered the solutions to Dr. Warburg's equations, and physicians praise this seminal work. Professor Peskin is a scientific advisor in the UK and in the US. He's a nutritional consultant also in Italy, in the US, in Australia, in the United Kingdom. He's just a very, very knowledgeable man. A few more quotes for you. This is what Stephen Cavallino, who is an MD in Italy, who's an emergency physician, says. "This information could prove to be one of the most significant health discoveries of the 21st century. It is extraordinary. Finally, an effective and practical program of cancer prevention. Brian Peskin has put together a program that must be called brilliant. It is a must for all." Another quote here by Brian Vonk, MD, who's a board-certified internist, cardiologist, and radiologist. He says, "Impeccable research and novel insights of sheer genius." I know Brian's blushing right now. "Brian's accomplishment is singular. No groups, no public money, only elegant science showing how proper use of EFAs is the missing link for practical application of Otto Warburg's discovery. This knowledge is priceless for your future health." One more quote, and then I'm going to let Professor Peskin, we're going to let him take off here in just a second. I'm going to give you one more quote. "In the last 93 years, there have been only two monumental works that have succeeded in explaining the actual cause and treatment of cancer. Number one is the Nobel Prize-winning German physician and scientist Otto Warburg, who MD, PhD. His work called The Metabolism of Tumors, published in Germany in 1910. Number two is Professor Brian Scott Peskin's The Hidden Story of Cancer, which details a scientific breakthrough that explains why Dr. Warburg's research explains Dr. Warburg's research and introduces new science that will prevent cancer." I love that. It will prevent cancer. "This is undoubtedly a breakthrough of biblical proportions." And that quote is by Bernardo Majolka. He's an MD and a stage 4 cancer researcher. So with that, I'm going to introduce Professor Peskin and let him just go for broke here and just share his heart. Welcome, Professor Peskin. Excuse me.
Hi, Donna. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Thank you so much for taking your time. I know you're extremely busy, and I really appreciate you being here.
My pleasure.
So share your heart with us.
Well, there's a lot of misconceptions out there. The first thing is I really specialize in hardcore science. So I'm an electrical engineer trained from MIT, and people ask me, well, what are you doing in this field? Simple. personal. My wife became diabetic doing everything, quote, she was told to do and, quote, right. The standard recommendations made her worse. So she's a pharmacist. She's in the medical field. She said, Brian, you're a good scientist. What the heck do I do? Because these guys are making me actually worse. I need more insulin based on what they're saying. She was running. She was exercising, low fat, low cholesterol, you know, all the standard stuff. So after about 5 years in the Houston Academy of Medicine's library in Houston, Texas, we had the biggest cancer center in the world, by the way, MD Anderson, whole new understanding of nutrition and medicinal science came about, and most of it, Donna, was directly opposite to what people are told. When you look at the science, it says one thing, and what people are telling you to do is the direct opposite. So I was so frustrated with the field. Initially, it was like, you got to be crazy to be in the nutritional field. I want nothing to do with this. But so many people were being harmed, I felt I had to continue. And luckily I did, because we have an incredible anti-cancer discovery and anti-heart disease discovery, and it turns out it's the same metabolic pathways for both. So if you've ever wondered why cancer and heart disease are always the number one and number two killers, this year it's cancers first, then it's heart disease. Next year it's heart disease, then cancer. They're real close because it's the same causation.
Makes sense.
And you have to ask, what is the biggest problem? See, I was lucky. I started in the right place, Don. Everybody asked me, how come you have it, nobody else does? I started in the right place. I looked at the machine. Remember, I'm an engineer, so I don't come from the standard medical field where a 1% or 5% success rate is heralded as a genius. If you have a 5% success rate, the first thing I look at is 95% failure. Could you put up 100 skyscrapers and have 95 of them falling down? Of course not. But in the medical field, that's exactly what happens, and they're going, brilliant, brilliant. Well, my comment is you ought to be embarrassed looking on the ground in shame, for crying out loud. And I looked at the system. You have an input, the fuel. You have a system, your body. You have an output, how healthy you are, how fat you are, how much energy you have. And I said, the system is perfect. For example, I have a Ferrari, and it runs rotten. You could say the timing is off. The ignition coils are screwed up. You could say 100 different things about the engine. I'd start with, what if the guy put in the wrong fuel? And he used water because gasoline was too expensive. Well, the car would stop immediately. What if he used regular unleaded, 89 octane instead of 93 or 95? That's the problem. So I started with the fuel had to be the problem, and the fuel in a human body is what we eat. So the question is, what the heck is screwed up? And luckily, I started in the right place, and every deduction from the science is consistent and works. My colleagues, they're not even colleagues, others in the field, all start in the wrong place, such as it's genetic, and get nowhere. And by the way, there's been essentially no genetic improvements whatsoever. So the whole genome thing is absolute nonsense, and they've got nowhere. But more and more money is raised. And all of this fundraising, Don, is an end in itself. When you ask the cancer people, walking for cancer and walking for diabetes and doing this and doing that for some disease, what's the progress this year? They'll tell you how much money is raised. And I go, no. What was accomplished? How much science came out? I don't care about how much money. What did you solve? Did you make a better computer? Is it faster, like the iPods and like Droid and all these telephones, you know, that are incredible? The answer is no. There's nothing. So people need to understand raising money for disease prevention is an end in itself, and publishing scientific articles is an end in itself. 700 articles are published every week. Out of those 700, there's about 3 that should be. How is a university professor or someone at a hospital institute judged? How many articles they publish? Has nothing to do with what's out, Donna. People don't understand this. I have one charter. Number one, the truth. I have to tell the truth of science, and I have to solve something. Those are my charters. They aren't anybody else's charter. They don't have to solve anything. And we're in a tragic state of affairs. That's why cancer, heart disease, keep increasing. MD Anderson's solution to cancer, build more beds. They're so big they have in-house architecture departments buying up land and building more beds. Now, how do you solve polio? You have no beds. I don't know of any polio wards in America. There aren't any. That's how you solve a disease. You don't build more beds. And all these guys do is cancer is diagnosed earlier. You still die 5 to 6 years out. It's a tragedy. And people really, really need to start understanding the science. And I hope people will check out The Hidden Story of Cancer. It's by Pinnacle Press. And this is all science-based on Otto Warburg's work. There's one prime cause of cancer, not hundreds like you're told. That's ridiculous. One, and it's lack of cellular oxygen. It was proven in America, and it is the prime cause. Any secondary cause, Donna, has to go back to the prime cause. So if I have asbestos, for example, that's inflammation. That's irritation of a tissue. Well, what does that do? Any inflammation, any irritation sucks lots of oxygen. So the oxygen goes there, and guess what? You have a deficiency somewhere else. So Warburg was 1931 Nobel Prize winner in medicine and physiology, the greatest physiologist, not a biochemist, physiologist of the 20th century. But no one had the practical solution. So luckily I've been able to build on his science and came up with a practical solution in the cell membrane. Why are we getting decreased cellular oxygen? So ask me a question. I've talked a lot, and I'll be happy to answer any questions I can. And there's one thing. If I don't know the answer, I'm obligated to tell you I don't know it. You should not be making things up. And in fairness to physicians, a lot of people ask them questions they don't know the answer to. But if they tell you I don't know, the average person gets mad because you're at the physician's office expecting a solution, expecting an answer.
And they don't know
it,
and they expect their doctor to know everything.
Pardon me?
And they expect their doctor to know. They expect their doctor to know everything.
They expect them to know way the heck too much. A doctor is a clinician. He is not a scientist. And quite honestly, he is so buried in the patient room, he has no time to read studies. And doctors don't even believe their own studies. Why? Because they always get reversed. So my comment is you want an experiment where there's only one variable changing at a time. Studies are worthless. They are not science. That's the number one thing everybody needs to know. And Dr. Ioannidis at Stanford University, they just hired him as the preventive medicine chair because he is a statistician that absolutely does brilliant work. And his big saying is, most of the studies are absolutely wrong. So just because something is published, don't believe it. Most of them get reversed, Donna. And you never hear about the reversals. Tragic state of affairs.
Absolutely. So let me ask this. You know, a great deal of the people that I deal with are very knowledgeable about oxygen therapies, ozone therapies. Their big goal is to oxygenate, ozonate, you know, get those levels up in the body.
Good for the bloodstream. Yep.
Yes, yes. And so one of the things that I noticed myself in doing oxygen therapies is it can be extremely drying to your tissues.
Okay.
And for myself, I sort of, you know, in meditating on what might be the problem, I considered that it might be using up essential fatty acids. I had no idea about your science, you know. But I knew that when I replaced those, I began to have less dry skin. And so for me, it was something that I wanted to do in conjunction with oxygen therapies. And so what can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, the field, I'm a specialist in essential fatty acids. I hate the word because it's acids. So I call it parent essential oils. I had to define a new term, PEOs. I hope everybody memorizes that. Parent essential oils. And there's only two. There's parent omega-6, parent omega-3. And the difference is everybody today is given tons of fish oil. Fish oil is 100% essentially derivatives, meaning the derivatives are made from the parents. And when you look and see how much derivatives, DHA and EPA, those are the two, are given in fish oil compared to how the body makes on its own, I fainted, because you're getting a factor of 20 times too much DHA and 200 times EPA. Now, if I gave you 200 times too many aspirin, Donna, what would happen to you? You're dead.
Not good things.
No,
yes.
You're dead. You have nothing to worry about. You're dead. Your family has a lot to worry about. This is what people are doing with fish oil on a daily basis. Nobody asked what is the physiologic amounts in the tissue and in the bloodstream and the plasma. And I did. I look at the physiology. What are we made of? And the average person has 11 parts parent omega-6 to one part omega-3. So everybody says, oh, we're getting so overdosed on omega-6, you need all this omega-3. Well, the first thing is you need the parent omega-3, not the derivatives, because your body makes it. And your tissue has 11 times more parent omega-6 than omega-3. And what nobody's looked at is how much of that omega-6 is adulterated and not functional. Why the heck wouldn't it be functional? Well, because fast food restaurants fry in oils, right? Those are all omega-6 oils. Canola oil, sunflower oil, safflower oil. They adulterate it to stop the oxygen transfer so you don't have the oil smelling like fish that's gone bad in the store. So they do it for a reason, but they never looked at anyone's health. So all your baked goods, all of your frying, I don't care if it's in the best restaurant in town, is going to use adulterated oil. So at least half of the oils people are taking is adulterated and non-functional. This is why margarine can be placed in a garage and no bacteria, no virus, no animal will even touch it. You can come back a year later and it's still the same. It doesn't work. So this is the reason for the lack of oxygen transfer in the cell. This is Otto Warburg. 35% cellular, not the bloodstream. This is why all kinds of athletes get cancer all the time. Leads to cancer. You don't feel it. You don't see it. And it takes almost a decade to have this intermittent oxygen deprivation. So you've got lots of time to fix the problem, and the whole key is putting into the food, the fuel, unadulterated parent omega-6, and you need some parent omega-3. So it turns out when you calculate it, 1:1 to 2.5:1, parent omega-6 to parent omega-3. That has to be the ratio. All I like is a little GLA. That is the first derivative of omega-6. The reason I like a little of that is because we have so much inflammation today with so much processed food and harmful chemicals, I like giving the body an extra warmth. But you do not need any fish oil derivatives, no DHA, no EPA. Your body will produce that just fine. Why do you need this? You have 100 trillion cells, Donna. Half of every cell is fat. Out of that half of every cell membrane, a quarter to a third are the parent essential oils. So just imagine I have 100 trillion cells with a pile of the cell membrane being screwed up and not fully functional. Would you expect a problem? The answer is, of course I'd expect a problem. I don't know what, but I'd expect lots of problems. And it turns out there is. Two of them are heart disease and cancer. And it's so easy to fix. All you do is put this back in the system, done. It's a fuel issue. And all of the cancer research today, Donna, most people don't see this because they don't read the medical journals, is what's called epigenetic. That means the environment. What's the environment? Adulterated EFAs, ruined oils in the cell membrane. That's the environment. It has nothing to do with genetics. That's all been reversed. But no one hears this. It's a real tragedy. So I'm trying to get the message out.
So let me see if I'm getting this straight. So you've got your cell, and that cell membrane is made up of part of the major function of that cell is these essential fatty acids that come from the parent essential oils.
Yes.
And
there's almost no derivatives in the cell, Donna. There's no DHA or EPA in that cell membrane.
Okay. So that in the cell membrane is what allows the oxygen to come into the cell. It's the carrier or the door.
Yep.
That the oxygen comes in.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It allows
okay, so
it in, and it also disassociates so it can give more oxygen. It provides two things. Makes everything entering the cell easier to come in, including insulin, by the way. This is why diabetics need less insulin once the cell membrane is straightened out.
So the parent essential oils are not just carriers for oxygen, they're carriers for insulin and other nutrients?
Well, they allow the cell membrane to function properly. They don't directly do it, but everything in the cell membrane is tied to how nutrients go back and forth. So if you have an impaired cell membrane, your nutrient delivery system is really, really impacted negatively.
So when you have those oils in there that are not healthy oils, they're filling
like
up the spaces. They're filling up the spaces in the cell, but they're not functioning, and so they're essentially blocking transport.
Absolutely right. So that's one problem.
Okay.
The other big issue is these oils are the substrate, meaning the basis for your hormones, all the sexual hormones, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. These oils make that. So if you have defective oils from all the food processing that everybody does, guess what? This is why women's hormones are all screwed up, and the guys too. You put the right oils in to get the substrate, they work. Cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, transports these oils to the cell. So what are people doing? They have a statin. What's a statin do? Decreases cholesterol. Well, if I have bad oils like trans fats from the fast food restaurants, I want less cholesterol. Less cholesterol means less adulterated oils going into the cell. Unfortunately, it also means at the same time, less fully functional PEOs going to the cell. So that's not the way to do it. The answer isn't a statin drug or to lower cholesterol. That doesn't even work. And this is why all the experiments today, they finally admitted it's not lowering cholesterol. It doesn't do anything. It is getting the PEOs on a daily basis because it's a food. And they don't last long. They oxidize. They do go bad. But that's why it's a food. So the number one food we need are these oils. The PEOs, not fish oil. How can a human being have a fish oil deficiency? Not one physician I've ever talked to ever looked at the physiologic amounts of DHA and EPA in the body. How much is in there? There's next to none. And what happens is when people are taking fish oil, your body can't burn it up. So it gets shoved into cells and tissue that it shouldn't be. What's one of the biggest factors of this? Skin cancer. There's no omega-3 in the skin. It's all parent omega-6, so all the fish oil in the world is going to harm your skin. And this is one of the main reasons skin cancer, being out in the sun, is considered, quote, bad. It's not bad at all. You need the sun. The sun combines with the cholesterol in your skin to make natural vitamin D. Well, guess what? If you don't have the PEO structure in the cholesterol, you don't get it. This is why people eating less processed food in the southern continents, in South America, and places that have less processed food, because they have the sun all the time, don't have any skin cancer problems. So, again, everything people hear is typically wrong, and the, quote, solution to the problem is actually the cause of it. It is as bad as it could ever get done, and that's why I get so passionate about this. And especially with women being highly misled, because women really, really care and try because they want the kids, they want their family being healthy. Guys don't care as much, but the women do. And women are so misled. And they really want the science, but they never get it. So my number one thing is don't believe anybody. I don't even want people believing me. All I expect someone to do is go, this guy's talking some interesting stuff I haven't heard before. Check out my website, just my name, BrianPeskin.com, B as in boy, R-I-A-N, P as in park, E-S-K-I-N, all together, .com. There's a lot of papers there, there's videos there, and I give you the science. I'm one of the very rare people that give you the science exactly how it's stated in the medical journals so you can make your own decision and see what they said. Because the truth is there. You're just not getting it.
Absolutely. So tell me exactly what parent essential oils are.
There are two. There's called linoleic acid and alpha-linoleic acid. Linoleic acid and alpha-linolenic acid. I don't use the terms. All you need to know is there's parent omega-3, parent omega-6. The omega-6 has two double bonds. The omega-3 has three double bonds. Your body can't make either. It has to get it from food. And I like plant-based sources. Evening primrose oil, sunflower seed, safflower seed. You have to get it where it's organic, unprocessed, and almost nobody is. So if you go down to your supermarket, look at any oil, smell it, taste it, it will be tasteless, it'll have no smell, and it's completely lost its oxygenating capability. It's what's called a non-functional food. Might as well be eating plastic. So just imagine you have plastic in every one of your 100 trillion cell membranes that don't work. You're not going to get the transfer of nutrients, number one, and anything that's biochemically made from this isn't going to work either because it's not functional. So you're getting a double whammy. And what you need to know is the omega-6 oils are much, much more important than the omega-3. Remember, it's 11-to-1 ratio. Nature wants a lot more omega-6. Even breast milk is 10-to-1 in favor of omega-6 to omega-3. So nature wants a preponderance of the omega-6 containing oils. And if you don't get them, you're exhausted. You can't stay in the sun. You'll get headaches. Your skin will burn. You'll get skin cancer. PGE-1 is the body's number one anti-inflammatory, and it's an omega-6 derivative. Also, prostacyclin is made from parent omega-6. Prostacyclin makes the platelets where they can't stick together and can't stick to an artery. So it's anti-aggregatory and anti-adhesive. And, of course, they give you the oxygen. So if you take away those three problems, I don't know how you'd get a heart attack. I don't know how you'd get a stroke. You have to be under a radiation field or be chemically poisoned. You can't get this naturally. We were never meant to have heart disease. And this is why in 1900, 3% of the population had heart attacks. That's it. And don't let anybody tell you they couldn't measure. Yes, they did. They've had medical journals. The Lancet, which is the premier medical journal in the world, started being published in 1830. 1830, and I saw a hard copy at the Houston Academy of Medicine. So don't let anybody tell you, oh, there's so much we don't know, and they didn't publish this. They publish everything. Over the Houston Academy of Medicine, there's 300,000 volumes of medically scientific work. 300,000. And if you think they're just writing garbage, you're dead wrong. Virtually everything is known if you connect the dots. And that's what I'm good at. I'm a good dot connector.
Well, it sounds excellent. So, you know, we've talked about cancer and we've talked about insulin issues. What other kinds of issues are people seeing are being addressed by the use of the parent essential oils?
Well, the number one thing is heart disease. And I've just done an experiment called Iowa, which is investigating oils with respect to arterial blockage. We looked at three populations, people taking no oils and then starting the parent essential oils, people that were previously taking fish oil, get a baseline reading on the arterial flexibility. Hardening of the arteries is one of the number one problems of heart disease. So there's a machine, it's called photoplethysmography, that can measure arterial flexibility. The more flexible the artery is, the less chance of a heart attack. So we can measure this. And then we had people taking the fish oil, stopping the fish oil, and converting over to the parent essential oils. Well, the results we got were staggering. Turned out people taking fish oil first were actually made worse because the improvement was 4 years better. You were 4 years cardiovascularly younger taking the fish oil or stopping the fish oil and taking the PEOs. The people taking
wow.
the PEOs after fish oil were 11.1 years younger. Give me 1 minute, Don, and I'll be right back.
Yes. One of the things that I think is very interesting about this is I have many clients come that have skin issues. You know, he mentioned that the skin is largely the omega-6s rather than the 3s. And so if you're taking high doses of the 3s and you don't have the 6 in your skin, it's a problem for your skin. And we see high levels of eczema and psoriasis in the U.S.
Yeah.
And I believe that it's largely due to these
lack
of
the paranomic 6.
Yes.
You've hit it right in the head, Donna. Your skin is 100% omega-6. There's no omega-3 in there. There's no fish oil derivatives in there. So we get infants, we get babies, we get adults. You put these oils back in. It is incredible. I'm 55 years old, and everywhere I go, I touch the hand of a, 20-year-old girl. I beat them, and I laugh, and I hate my guts. And, of course, I say, but I've got an advantage. I've got an advantage. I know something that most people don't know.
Yes.
And I take these oils. Now, what you need to understand also is the inner lining of the artery is called the intima. It is epithelial tissue. Epithelial is a big term for skin. So there's no omega-3 in the lining of your arteries. How the heck do you possibly think fish oil can prevent heart disease when there's none of it in there?
Right.
That's the key. So the omega-6, omega-3 in the parent form changes everything. And the results are phenomenal. Cellulite takes a hike. People's appetite typically goes down because this oil is so nutrient-dense, you need less food. We're eating for nutrients. We're not eating because we're nuts. Everybody says that, oh, people are eating for sport, and you got all these stupid shows on TV where a 500-pound person is losing 50 pounds, and that's a big deal. There's a reason
right.
for this. People are hungry. The body wants these oils, so all it has, it can only make you hungry and hope the next batch of food has them, but it never does because of food processing. You put the oils back in, you're not a human billy goat anymore. And that's really, really neat. This
Absolutely.
Happens with everybody. And actually, Dr. Cavallino, that was nice enough to write that nice accolade, did a study giving about 10 of his patients in a weight loss clinic in Italy the oils. 100% success. Everyone decreased the amount of food they needed and lost weight. 100%.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
Just by simply giving their body something that it was designed to run on.
You got it.
Right.
You got it.
So your wife, you mentioned your wife's issue.
Yeah, that's what got me into this whole field, because she became type 1 diabetic, having to shoot insulin in her 30s.
Wow. And so how's she doing?
Well, she has virtually none of the complications that diabetics have with high blood sugar levels because of the oil.
Right. That's excellent. That's excellent.
So a diabetic patient, this is a godsend to them. Absolute phenomenal form.
So I was mentioning the benefit to our skin.
Yeah.
Have you seen this, in your experience and your travels, have you seen this be a benefit for people?
Phenomenal. Like I say, what somebody can do is just take your hand, open it up, and the web of your hand between your thumb and your forefinger, grab that skin there, and see how fast it snaps back. It better snap back like a spring, and most people don't. And, of course, mine does. It pops back like a spring, and it's very soft. Well, it's the same structure in your arteries. Okay? So whatever your skin is on your hand is the same thing inside. And that should scare the living heck out of most people because it's awful. You shouldn't have any age spots with these liver spots. That is oxidation. Almost everybody that hits 60, 65 has that today. It's showing how bad the oils you eat are. And, again, with the Iowa study, I can now conclusively show these oils work because it does a computerized number. There's no interpretation needed. It's like a scale. It's stand on a scale, you weigh 250 pounds, you're a beast. You know, it doesn't matter if you like it, if you don't like it. It's the same thing with the arterial flexibility, because your number. So you can look at what population are you in. You can look at 20-year-olds, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, and the output, you just put in the population. Myself, I'm 20 years younger, and I would expect to be. And the average person with the Iowa study, we looked at 15 people, 11 years younger, taking the PEOs in the recommendation amount that I just told you.
So it's an anti-aging product.
It's the number one anti-aging thing on the planet.
Wow.
Number one. The number one killer, remember, is heart disease. If you can stop that and decrease that, that is the ultimate anti-aging thing. Nothing will touch this. Nothing.
Excellent. So let's say someone's, you know, had a fairly average American diet, you know, a fair amount of fast foods and French fries and chips and, you know, all the things that you get these.
No, I want to make clear, Donna, you can have that as long as you're getting the PEOs, because what happens is it goes in as the percentage. So I look at the percentage of how much good stuff compared to the junk I'm getting, and that's what your cell membrane is going to be. So most people today have nothing good. They're getting all garbage. You can have a lot of garbage if you have a lot of good. So all you have to do is take the PEOs, and then you can go to the fast food restaurants. I don't avoid them. I don't live in them, but I don't avoid anything. There's just no reason to. And, again, when you look at the Iowa study, the results are phenomenal. So that's the real-life results. And I'm an engineer, so I'm real-life results kind of a guy.
So on real-life results, so say someone's had that type of a diet and they're just now starting to replace, but, you know, because of their past history that they have quite a bit of sort of clogged cells, do you have any studies, any information, any indication of time frame for changing out the old and bringing in the new?
It takes about a year to replace it all, but the great thing is you're starting to reverse the problem immediately. So PGE1 is very, very strong. It's the body's number one anti-inflammatory, and it reverses clogged arteries. This has been known and published in 1986. So the great news is I don't care how bad you are, you can fix all of it. Within a year, you will be 90% improved
with no exercise,
with no effort except taking the right oils. It's that simple, Donna. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. It's quite fascinating. So are you seeing people, you know, we're seeing that this is something that people are going to want to do for prevention of cancer, for instance.
Absolutely. Yes, and that's how you solve a problem, by the way. The ultimate solution is you never get it. You don't look at somebody having polio, how do I get rid of it once you got it? You don't get it. So that's what I'm so delighted about. I don't want to see you get cancer. I don't want to see you have a heart attack.
Absolutely. I'm very pro-prevention, as the old saying says, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And I couldn't agree with you more,
Donna.
So much less effort to prevent than it is to turn that Titanic around when it's, you know,
absolutely.
Going full forward.
It's much harder. You're absolutely right.
So are people using this? Is it helpful if you already have cancer?
Absolutely, because you have to solve the problem. So just chemotherapy or radiation does absolutely nothing to solve the problem while you got it. Actually, both of those make the cancer worse. And if you get radiation, it creates cancer. This is why they look at 5-year survival rates, because 5 years and 5 months, the cancer is back again to most people. It is no solution whatsoever. It's beyond stupid, actually, when you look at this. So the answer is absolutely. You have to oxygenate. And if you don't look at solving the problem of why you got it in the first place, and doctors don't look at this. They don't care why you got it. They just try and get rid of what you have right now. That's not the answer. So, yes, very, very big on if you have an existing problem, yes, it can be solved. Harder, but can be solved.
So I'm going to ask you a question that's, you know, it's difficult because I don't want you, you know, you're not in a position of prescribing as a physician, but looking at it from a nutritional perspective,
mm-hmm.
how much oil does a person need in their diet of these healthy parents?
Excellent question. Oil? Very little. If you're about 160 pounds, 3 grams, which is very, very little. It's about a third of what most people say you need.
Is that a teaspoon? Is that a tablespoon? Is that...
Teaspoon. Isn't
teaspoon,
that incredible?
A teaspoon. That's amazing. So
one little teaspoon.
That's wonderful. So you could put that on toast in the morning, you know.
Well, you can just take it in capsules if you want.
Take it in capsules.
You can take it in capsules or a teaspoon of liquid in cottage cheese or something. It's an oil, so you can't dump
right.
it in a glass of water because it'll float. But
right.
it's so darn easy. It takes all of 30 seconds and you're done.
That's excellent.
Isn't it?
And so if we're getting good oxygen levels, besides cancer, where else is this helpful?
Heart disease is the next biggest one. And, then, I mean, those are the number one and number two killers by half. You get rid of heart disease and cancer, you almost don't need any hospitals. So those are the fields I specialize in. Also, diabetes is phenomenal because the cell membrane will work, so the insulin is more efficient. And there's a big problem today called insulin resistance. And that's a type 2 diabetic. Well, guess what? You're not insulin resistant if the cell membrane is fully functional. It acts like a magnet to bring in whatever's needed.
Absolutely.
So it's really cool.
Well, I guess I want to talk a little bit about one particular product. It's called Yes Ultimate EFAs. These are people that you've consulted with, correct?
I'm their consultant. I don't recommend any particular brand because there's an issue with disease prevention and specific supplements. So what
Absolutely.
I tell people is you have to look for 1-to-1 to 2.5-to-1 in favor of parent omega-6 to parent omega-3 with no fish oil. And I like a little GLA. So if you get that, whether it's on your own, going to the health food store, getting the organic oils, the oils have to be organic, unprocessed. That is the thing in that ratio. As long as you get that, I don't care where you get it from, you will be in phenomenal shape.
And having studied this a little bit myself, I'd also like to recommend that, I just want to say this, it's challenging to find
yeah.
organic oils that have been processed correctly because...
Not easy.
You know, you want to process in a low oxygen environment.
Yep.
You know, I have put the Yes Oils on my Homazone website. I have a website called the Original Homazone. Homazone is Homozone. And this is an oxygen product that people are eager to find. It helps increase oxygen levels in the body.
Perfect.
But I put the EFA, these Yes Ultimate EFAs on that site also because I know that this is a missing piece for people. They're oxygenating, but... You know, how well is it being used? I know they're using up their essential fatty acids in the process of increasing their oxygen levels. And so in looking around for, you know, a quality product, this is the one I came across. And I have found that, you know, there's a lot of oils out there that are in clear glass bottles, you
yeah.
know, where the light can get to them. That's a problem.
Yeah, it's not the
they,
best.
They need, it's not,
not
the
best. No,
it really,
you can do better.
You know, and it, as you mentioned, there are oils that have been processed in a way to make them not carry oxygen. You know,
oh, that's what most
so,
want. If it's a processed
so that they
food.
Don't go bad on exactly.
Yeah, they
so
it's the opposite of what you want for your body to work right is exactly what they want, so it's not spoiled, but it doesn't work. That's the problem.
Exactly. So the process that they put their oil through to cause it to not go bad on the shelf so that they can have it in a clear bottle is actually causes it to be, you know, a cell clogger in your physical body.
You're
so
right.
So you want an oil that's in an opaque bottle where it's not having light get to it.
Absolutely.
The thing that The thing that I like about these Yes Ultimate EFAs is that they also, once they process it, besides the fact that it's organic and it's in an oxygen, you know, free environment that they do this in, they blanket the oil with nitrogen to keep oxygen off of it. And
that's a very good thing.
And even in the capsules, they do a nitrogen flush in the capsule so that even the little tiny bit of air that's in the capsules is not oxygen, it's nitrogen. So I really appreciate the effort that this particular company has gone to make a product that is high quality, you know.
Yes.
You can get oils readily in most grocery stores. You can walk in and get, you know, sunflower oil, for instance. But again, it's going to be a clear bottle. It's not processed in an oxygen-free environment, and it's not going to be, you're not going to have the results that Professor Peskin is speaking about here. Is that correct?
Most don't.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a company I don't consult for, the results never equal the science. You need state-of-the-art science. And if people go to my website, again, brianpeskin.com, there's lots of papers there. They can see the science. It won't cost you a penny. And then you decide for yourself. I give you what's been published. I give you the science. And the experiment always has to follow the science. It can't be opposite to it. For example, if someone told me fish oil does this, that, and the other thing, my first question would be, how? It can't. And when you look at the experiments, it never does. So people are being highly, highly misled. The stuff doesn't work, and it's a real tragedy. It's a real tragedy.
So I want people to know that you're saying evening primrose oil is one of the beneficial oils.
It's excellent. It has a little GLA, and I really like it, but it has to be organic.
Okay, and obviously no pesticides, organically certified.
Well, that's organic. Processed. Yeah, that's the definition of organic.
Yeah, processed. Yes, processed correctly. What's the next oil? Sunflower?
I like a blend of oils, Donna, because people can be sensitive to one particular oil. So by using a blend of five or so, the risk of being sensitive to any one is reduced to almost nothing. So, for example, a lot of women are sensitive to straight evening primrose oil.
Right.
Or they're sensitive to straight flax oil. Flax is good for the omega-3, but it's highly unbalanced, so I hope nobody listening taking flax oil, it's about 3.5 to 1 in favor of omega-3. You'll ruin
yourself. I don't do flax straight myself.
It can be a component for the omega-3, but not by itself.
For myself, I noticed extreme depression when I took flax oil just straight.
Well, the omega-3, you're getting overdosed with omega-3 by itself.
Yes.
And
same thing with
borage.
Our body doesn't
have that.
I noticed the same thing with borage oil. Borage and flax both. And I've seen that in my clients also, that quite a few of them have remarked that they didn't have any mood issues at all until they got on flax or borage, and then they had extreme depression. So it doesn't happen to everybody, but it does happen to some people. So I agree with that. So evening primrose oil, what are the other?
Safflower oil, sunflower oil, pumpkin oil, flax oil for the omega-3 component.
So those are the five.
Yeah, and I like coconut oil as a natural EFA protector because coconut oil, extra virgin coconut oil, is a fully saturated fat. So what does a saturated fat do? Protects the PEOs. And in the body, you need saturated fats in the cell membrane. You want it there as a protector. So, again, people are being misled. Don't eat any saturated fat. It'll kill you. It'll cause a heart attack. What they haven't been told is there's no saturated fat in an arterial thrombosis. That's a heart clog. There's no saturated fat in the clog. You're being lied to again. So the question is, what's in the clog? Adulterated omega-6. So once again, the science points the path to what you'd expect, but you're always told the opposite. So cardiologists all go, don't eat any saturated fat. And I go, Doc, how much saturated fat's in a clogged artery from 0 to 100%. Give me a number. They just look at me and they all fail. I say, you fail, you fail, you fail. So even a cardiologist, board certified, doesn't know what's giving you a heart attack. Isn't that deplorable?
That's scary.
Should
it's
be scared
scary,
to death.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Donna, you got to learn this stuff on your own. So that's why I wrote The Hidden Story of Cancer in very understandable terms. So I hope people will take this very seriously and check me out.
Absolutely. Is your book available on Amazon?
Yeah, it is. They can also get it at Pinnacle Press. It's Pinnacle, P-I-N-N-A-C-L-E, -press.com. But it's also available at Amazon, of course. Not in bookstores, but it's available there, and they're shipped very fast.
Do you have links on your website? Do you have links?
Yes. They can get the book on my website, brianpeston.com. Yes. The book has also been translated into Korean, and it is currently being translated into Dutch. And the next one to come through looks like German. So the whole world is taking big note of this book.
That's
very
excellent.
Big note.
We have listeners from all over the world, so I'm sure this will be very interesting to them. So what I want people to know is that these Yes Ultimate EFAs that they can find on my website, theoriginalhomeozone.com, if that name's too hard for you to write down, you can just go to donnacrow.com, and you can find a link there. This company, Yes Essential Oils, they put out the parent essential oils in the formula that Professor Peskin recommends with those top five oils, and they are, again, all organically processed, and they do have the organic coconut oil in there, which, you know, for years we were told coconut oil was just terrible for you. But that was partly because it had been so highly processed that it was no longer a natural substance. It was more like
Well, that's one thing, Donna, but then Canada came in with their canola oil, which stands for Canada oil, by the way, and
yeah.
they gave it a bad name, and it is absolute nonsense. Again, saturated fats go for energy first. So when I eat a saturated fat, my body burns that for energy first. You're not told that. And there's no saturated fat in a clogged artery. You're not told that either. When you look at both of these, you go, what are you idiots talking about? And they are idiots. This is why I tell people, don't believe anyone, believe the science. So the next time you hear something, what is the metabolic pathway and where is the science out of a medical textbook that confirms what you just said? And they will look at you, I assure you, and their mouth will drop. They'll say, well, this study shows, and your answer should be, studies are not science. They're not science. I want to see science. You can manipulate studies. You can use all kinds of statistical games, and believe me, they do it. Show me the science and the metabolic pathway, and they'll typically stop right there because they can't lie to you anymore.
Well, yeah,
Game
and
over.
The people we're addressing today are going to be people that are going to be going to their doctor, and they're going to need to be
their
own
doctor.
Their
doctor won't
teeth.
Know this, so I hope they will check out my website
exactly.
and look at these papers, because all I do is lecture to doctors. Next week, for example, I'm going to Des Moines, Iowa, and the week after that I'm going to San Jose, California at the Smart Health Forum that's very, very sophisticated people that want state-of-the-art science. So I spend most of my time in the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. I lecture all the time. I've lectured about five or six times there. So my audience is physicians. They don't know this. And that's why I spend the time hitting physicians, because I get the best physicians in the world that want the best science.
I love that. I love that there's a movement out there that are moving towards natural medicine.
Yes.
But my point I want to make is, for those who are listening, I know, especially when you don't feel well, it can be very intimidating to try and educate your doctor, but you really have to become your own patient advocate. And this is a simple, simple product. It's a simple concept. It's not difficult for you to understand. I hope this broadcast has helped people to understand it's very simple. Your cell, these are essential. They're essential fatty acids. They're essential parent essential oils. Your cells have to have them. They can't produce them. You have to eat them. If your cell doesn't have it, it doesn't work properly. Our cells are clogged up with adulterated parent oils, you know, that can't do the functions that the cells need. They can't function like the essential fatty acids, and so our cells are clogged with this, and this is the root cause of cancer, you know, the low oxygen in the cell.
Perfectly
the
put.
Same thing with heart disease. So it's very simple. It's a simple concept. You don't have to have a PhD to understand this, And you need to understand this so you can be your own patient advocate so that you can help educate your doctor. It'll help him to help you in the future. This helps you to avoid all the side effects of medications that really can't do this. The medication is going to treat symptoms. It's not going to get in there and clean out your cells and replace it with nourishing food that the cell's designed to function on. So it's important to understand this. And if you are an advocate of oxygen therapies of any kind, ozone therapies, your skin's drying out like crazy, you might want to consider this as part of the solution for there. And if you want the oxygen that you are trying to increase in your system to go beyond your bloodstream, if you want it to actually get into your cells, then these essential fatty acids need to be there. And they
You're
need to be
right.
in good
perfectly
they
put.
Need to be clean. They need to be clean. They need to be in good condition. They need to be transporters. They need to be doors rather than open doors rather than closed doors. And you are only going to get that, you know, it's sad, but our world is so toxic now that you have to search high and low for real food. This is real food. It's clean, no pesticides. You know, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's processed well, and so you can trust it. If you want more information on this, again, you can go to brianpeskin.com. You can go to theoriginalhomozone.com. I put out, in fact, there are links there that will take you to Professor Peskin's site. I put a link there for several places so that you can hook up with his site there. There's information there that you can read. There's an interview there by Ken Sperling. He is the source for these essential oils, parent essential oils, and I did an interview with him, which is there. You can find it in PDF form, and he talks about the process that they go through, that it's a cold process, you know, again, a low oxygen process, and so that you know that you're getting really good oils. If you find another source for it, you know, let me know. This is the only one I've been able to find that has them all together in the right ratio and with the coconut oil in there as a preservative. And so I'm excited about this, and I'm excited how it's going to be helping people. And so we've
Make
just
two
got
of
a
us.
Few minutes. Pardon? Yeah. So we just got a few minutes. Few minutes left. What would you like to say as your closing statement?
Again, demand science. Science, not opinion. Studies aren't science. Is my trademark.
Yes.
Demand. Medical references from medical textbooks like Textbook of Medical Physiology, Basic Medical Biochemistry, Essentials of Biochemistry. These are the textbooks physicians learn from in medical school and forget about the minute they're practicing. Go back to the source on the next miracle supplement you hear and go, how the heck does this work? 99% of the time, it can't work, and therefore it doesn't work. People are getting misled. They're all trying, Don, and that's why I get so passionate about this. They want to do the right thing, and they're destroying themselves listening to people placing finance above the science. It's that simple.
Yes. So in your book, The Hidden Story of Cancer, they're
yeah.
going to see science, correct?
100% science. And
100%
they're,
science,
they're,
and they can even take this to their doctor and share this with their doctor.
I get physicians all over the world, and typically they read it down at 2 to 3 times, and it's 700 pages. It is so dense with state-of-the-art science, and it's not just regurgitating it. It is giving Warburg's all of his science and adding, here's the solution with my science and proving it. So it's not a rehash of some garbage just reiterating everything that's out there. That's worthless. It's adding
right.
to it. So I've got physicians, again, around the world, and I lecture around the world. If physicians
well,
want state-of-the-art
so
science,
you being here.
They come.
I so appreciate you being here. We've just got a few seconds left before we get cut off here. So I just want to
it's
thank Brian you.
It's brianpeskin.com. I hope they'll check me out.
Absolutely, brianpeskin.com. And thanks for everybody who is listening, and I hope this was helpful to you. God bless you all. I love you. thanks for being here, and stay tuned for other broadcasts in the future. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Donna.
I really, really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
God bless everyone.